Good morning. We are starting Chai Adam Hilchos Shabbos Klal Gimel, which deals with the Isser of Amira La'akom. So we mentioned already multiple sources. Actually, the Chai Adam is going to give one more source. Chazal asserted, Chazal prohibited for a Jew to allow a non-Jew to do work for him on Shabbos. So the language itself indicates there are going to be scenarios where the non-Jew is actually offering to do the work, and the Jew cannot allow the non-Jew to do the work. The Jew did not even ask the non-Jew to do the work, but since the non-Jew was doing the work for the Jew, it's going to be problematic. We will see much more about that later on. Chazal found a pasuk which seems to support the concept of the Isser of Amira La'akam, of asking a non-Jew to do work for you, having a non-Jew work for you. The language of Samchu is what's known as an Asmachta. We'll clarify what that means in a second. What's the Pasuk? It says, Komalocha lo yeyoseh behem. So, as opposed to saying you should not do work, in the active voice, it says work should not be done on the day of Shabbos. It should not happen. So it sounds like even though you're not doing it, it shouldn't happen at all. So that's not the... So Chazal came along and said that is hinting to the concept known as Amira La'akam. So this is referred to in the language of Chazal as Asmachta. We have something to let it rely on. Let it rely on a pasuk. The Prima Gadim in his introduction to Arachayim says there are two types of asmachtas. There's something which is known as an asmachta gemura, and something which is known as an asmachta ba'alma. Asmachta gemura means that there's a very clear hint in this pasuk that that's what it means. But it's not explicit, so that we understand that along the lines of the Torah was hinting to the rabbis, to the chachamim, they should create such a halacha. So at the end of the day, it's created by the chachamim, but it's grounded in the words of the Torah. Asmachta ba'alma, there's no real clear indication of the pasuk that that's what the Baruch Hu wants the Chachamim to do. The Chachamim did it for whatever reason they felt it was proper to do so, and we trust them that they have a good reason, etc. Or they tell us what the reason is, but we have a pasuk, but now that we create an idea, you can sort of connect this idea to the pasuk. So it's not really, you know, they're not taking it out of the pasuk. They're sort of hanging it onto the pasuk. Now that you have the idea, let's connect it to this pasuk. So that's called asmachta ba'alma. Is this an asmachta gemura or asmachta ba'alma? The assumption in most of the beforeshim is that actually it is an asmachta ba'alma, not asmachta gemura. And there's other reasons why the Torah wrote it in the passive voice. Work should not take place on that day, as opposed to do not do work. Okay, but we have this pasuk, which Chazal tied it to. There is, the Torah brings this pasuk, and the Beis Yosef brings an opinion which says that this actually makes a Amira La'akam and Isser D'oraisa. So the Chai Adam is pointing out that we don't follow that opinion. It's only Isser Mirabbanan. And the pasuk is an asmachta. Mash, I feel like it ain't nakri. Work should not take place on Shabbos, even through a non-Jew. Now, the Chayyim continues, and he says, "Dafka limsaloi hamalacha b'Shabbos." Giving the goy to the malacha to do on Shabbos, he's giving him the directive on Shabbos is problematic. And we spoke about that's a problem because of the Dabra Dover or other reasons, as we'll see. Or even a case where it's not on Shabbos, it's before Shabbos, but it's through, if it meets certain criteria, it's going to be prohibited. Avalitin lomi Erev Shabbos is mutter. But to give the goy the malacha to do on Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos, giving him the directive to do before Shabbos, theoretically can be mutter. The language of the Chayyim sounds like it is permitted. He himself is going to add multiple caveats that it's not really true. But so we're going to translate it. It's not that it is permitted, that it could be permitted pending on other criteria. You can make an arrangement for going to do work, even very close to Shabbos. And the goy will be doing the work on Shabbos itself. But we're going to give you 8 conditions that you must meet, all the 8 conditions to allow this to happen. So we just said that it's permitted only if you're going to meet all of these 8 criteria. As we will obviously go through them one by one. But theoretically, there's a scenario where the Jew is giving a non-Jew work to do before Shabbos. The non-Jew is doing it on Shabbos, and it's totally permitted. That's what he's introducing to us, that it's going to be okay, as long as you meet the criteria, the upcoming criteria. So we will pause here, and meanwhile, have a good day.